Well, the ABC of the implementation. If you ask me in 2 months, then I can answer you.
And what are some of the challenges that you're facing in Juba? I know staying out of Juba for 2 years is not easy. When you return, it's not easy. What are some of the challenges that you are facing?
Well, first is the stabilization of the security. We need to stabilize the security. And I mean in this, we need to ensure that assembling and cantonment of forces is done so that there are no people who will be roaming with guns in the villages or in towns. This is first challenge. The second would be stabilizing the economy so that the production can pick gear. And the cost of living becomes cheaper. This is another challenge. The third challenge is addressing the IDPs in the protection camps, UN protection camps. They have expressed the desire to leave those protection camps and to return to their homes. We have to work hard to ensure this happens so that they can become, again, more productive. And the fourth challenge is this process of national reconciliation and healing. You know, we need to kick it off and make the country unite.
And how,
so those are challenges.
Yes, and how about the issue of the 28 states? It sounded like your group was not for it. Have you agreed on how to move forward?
Yes, we have not yet agreed. It's one of the issues that we'll have to discuss at the Council of Ministers. If you recall, the IGAD communique of the 31st January, which suspended the 28 states and which has asked for the formation of the transitional government, and that within 1 month we should discuss the number of states. If we agree on a number, then we move forward. If we don't agree, then we go to the 10 states. So we yet have to discuss the issue of the 28 states.
And in a summary, I mean, a lot of people out here in the international community are wondering if the situation in South Sudan is very conducive for your return. In a summary, are you happy to be home?
Well, this is home. We have formed the transitional government of national unity. I'm looking forward that we'll address the contentious issues that we had not addressed before, and I have summarized them in the 4 points: the stabilization of the security, the stabilization of the economy, the resettlement of the IDPs as a priority, and the process of national reconciliation and healing. That makes me happy to handle these challenges with the rest of my colleagues.